Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to 1 Thessalonians 5. In verse 17, the Word of God says, pray without ceasing. You guys ever pray? You know what prayer is? Prayer is talking to God. Sometimes people get this weird notion about prayer, like you have to be in a church on your knees to pray. That's not true. You can talk to God anytime. Like, do you ever talk to your dad? Do you have to be somewhere special to talk to your dad, or can you actually just go up and talk to your dad? You just go up and talk to your dad, right? Maybe your dad's outside in the garage doing something, and you go in the garage and say, hey, dad, something like that. Or you talk to your mom, right? She's doing something. You say, hey, mom. You don't even say, excuse me, are you busy? You just say, hey, mom, or hey, dad, and you tell them whatever. And maybe sometimes you ask them something, or sometimes you tell them something, or whatever it is, and you just tell them. Well, prayer's like that. Prayer's exactly the same way. Because God hears you. You don't see Him, but He sees you. You ever play hide and seek? You saw the person and they didn't see you? Right? He sees you. You don't see Him, but that doesn't mean He's not there. It's kind of like the wind. You can't see the wind. You can't see air. But boy, like, go into a hurricane and you know it's there. It's like that. He's always there and He hears you. And the Word of God says, pray to Him all the time. What it means without ceasing. Pray to Him all the time about everything. If there's something you want, you ask Him. If there's a problem you have, you tell Him. If you have a complaint even. Complaining to people doesn't help. Complaining to God does. Because He can change things. People can't change things. God can change things. Even you can complain to Him. Even things that you might think, well, God's not going to want to hear this. You can tell it all to Him. He's listening, He hears you, and He's interested. Sometimes we feel like, oh, what, me? God's not going to be interested in me. But He's interested. He wants to know. In Psalm 17 and verse 6, the Bible says that God inclines His ear to hear you. So He's sitting there with His hand behind His ear. He's waiting in case you say something, but He won't miss it. And He inclines His ear to hear you. That means He wants to hear it. He doesn't want to hear it because He's going to be mad at you. Like, even if you do something wrong. Sometimes people do something wrong and they think they got to run away. Have you ever done anything wrong and then you didn't want mom and dad to know about it? And you know you didn't want mom and dad to know about it because maybe they wouldn't like what you did. I broke the thing, whatever it is. I broke the vase. And so you put the vase someplace where nobody sees it and you hope that they don't notice. And you just kind of like, I'm not going to say a word to mom and dad and maybe it'll be fine. But the thing about it with God is you don't want to do that with God. Actually, you don't want to really do that with mom and dad either, but you don't want to do that with God because God can fix things. Sometimes you think, well, God will be mad. No, God's not going to be mad at you. God wants you to come to Him. As a matter of fact, God doesn't like it when we don't come to Him. If you want to make God mad, don't come to Him. If you want things to be better, come to God. We'll always find mercy. He calls it mercy. Mercy is like patience with kindness. God's going to be patient with us and God will be kind to us even if we make mistakes. And since He can fix our mistakes, we come to Him first. Imagine if you break a vase and you don't want mom and dad to know about it, but then the neighbor knows how to fix the vase and make it like it's completely new. The first thing you would do is you'd run over to the neighbor's house and have him fix the vase, right? And then you'd put it back like it's completely new. God is actually able to do stuff like that. And He takes the problem and He fixes it. But you don't just come to Him with problems. You come to Him with everything. God, I would really like a bicycle. And you know what? God's able to give you that. I remember years ago, didn't have a lot of money, and laptop computers were coming out, and I could really use a laptop computer. But I couldn't afford a laptop computer. So I said to God, God, I want a laptop computer. And I don't just want a laptop computer, I want a Dell laptop computer. Because I didn't want a junky laptop computer, I wanted a good laptop computer. So I said to him specifically, I want a Dell laptop computer. And I asked him that for months, and I told people, yeah, I'm asking God for a laptop. And I said, God's not going to give you a laptop. You're going to have to go out and buy a laptop. I said, I don't have the money to buy a laptop. God's going to give me a laptop. They said, God's not going to give you a laptop. Get real. God's not going to give you a laptop. Why would God give you a laptop? Because I asked him. You know what happened? God gave me a laptop. I didn't have to pay a penny for it. He just gave me a Dell laptop. It was really nice, too. I had it for years. Why? Because God answers prayer. See, that's the thing. God wants you to tell Him because He answers. That's what I want you to remember. God answers prayer. God answers prayer. It may seem strange. It may seem pie in the sky to other people. But when you trust God because you know who He is, because you know that He cares about you and that He loves you, and that He's not only able but also willing, then you can come to Him with things like, God, I want a computer. And God says, okay, I'll give you a computer. And one day you get a computer. And you didn't even know where it would come from. You didn't have any idea how it would be paid for. And quite frankly, you didn't worry about it. He does stuff like that. It says in Matthew 21:22 that if I ask God and I trust Him, that He'll give me what I ask for. I've seen that happen. If you ask Him, He'll answer. God answers prayer. Sometimes people are nervous about prayer. Have you ever been nervous to pray? I think usually it's adults who are nervous about prayer. Kids are much better with prayer than adults sometimes. Don't ever get nervous to pray. Keep that. But adults start thinking it through. They think. They're not actually thinking anything through. But they think they are. Well, why would God do that for me anyway? That just doesn't seem likely. The Bible tells us there is one time when God won't answer. In James chapter 4 and verse 3, He won't answer if I'm asking for the wrong thing. In other words, let's put it this way. If I say to God, God, I'm going to go rob that bank. Protect me and help me to rob the bank and let me get a lot of money out of that bank as I rob it. That's asking for the wrong thing. God's not going to say, okay, I'll help you rob the bank. God might say to me, get a job if you want some money, but He's not going to help me to rob the bank. If I'm asking for the wrong thing, God won't give that to me. But pretty much anything else that I ask Him for, God will give it to me. And I've seen Him do it. There's another time when it seems like He doesn't answer, but He actually does. That's when God says, wait. And sometimes God will say, I'll answer you, but wait. And I said to myself, why should I have to wait? And the answer is because sometimes we're just not ready. Sometimes we'll ask for things that we're not ready for, that we can't handle just yet. We don't know that we can't handle it, but we can't handle it. And so God will give it to us when we are ready. That's not saying no, but just saying, hold on, got to get you prepared first. And then when you're prepared, He'll answer you. But He always answers. Okay, there's never a time He doesn't answer. Now, in Luke chapter 1, there's a story of John the Baptist's dad. His dad was a priest. His name was Zacharias. And he and his wife were old now. So So he had an old man and his wife, and she was old, but they never had a child, and this made him very sad. And he would still, even though he knew he was too old, he would still ask God to give them a child. You know what happened? God gave him a child. And it was really kind of strange for somebody that old to have a child, because usually old people don't do that. They don't have children. They have grandchildren, but not children. Right? But God gave him a child. He gave him John the Baptist. And sometimes what we ask for may seem impossible to us. And we look at the circumstances, we say, this doesn't work this way. It's not possible. The thing about that, though, is in Luke 18:27, the Bible says that whatever is impossible with men is possible with God. We can't say to ourselves, God is like I am, it's impossible for me. I'm not the one providing the answer. I'm the one providing the request, the question. Right? God, can you do this for me? And God says, I will do that for you. He doesn't say, you do that for you. He says, I will do that for you. That impossible thing that God does, that's very practical. That's very real. Let me tell you a real story. There was a young woman, I won't mention her name, but let's call her Diane. She was a young lady, very nice, and she got extremely sick. She was at Johns Hopkins Hospital. And I went to visit her in the hospital, and she was in the intensive care. That's where they put really sick people. And she had a very strange and unusual condition. Her lungs had a very strange infection. The doctors knew what the infection was, but this was a bad infection. It wasn't like pneumonia. Pneumonia is much better. This was an infection that nobody can survive. She was going to die. And the doctors told her mom and dad, we can't help her. We can keep her alive for a little while, but we can't help her. And they said, she's going to die. We have her on the life support machines. And her parents were then told, you're going to have to pick the day when we're going to stop the machines. And that was going to be the day that she dies. When I saw her, she had skin the color of copper. You know, a penny? It's the same color as her skin. That's a strange color for skin. Imagine if your skin turned to copper. That's crazy to be the same color as a penny. That's how sick she was. And unfortunately, she also had blood coming into her lungs. The nurse, while I was there, she was actually suctioning the blood out of her lungs. And she got out of both lungs about a half a gallon of blood. Unbelievable. I've never seen anybody that sick. And I worked in a hospital for 9 years, and I've never seen anybody that sick. And the doctor said to her parents, she is going to die. There's absolutely nothing that can save her. We cannot do anything for her. And so we prayed. And I was teaching a class one time at a Bible college. And I asked the students before we started if we could just pray for Diane. And so for like 2 minutes, maybe even less than that, we just asked God to heal Diane. At the end of the class, Ashley was there, she got a text from Diane's fiance, who was a friend of Ashley's. And he said, Diane is completely well. She's fine. The doctors are taking her off the machines. She's breathing on her own. Her color is normal. Everything is fine. In 2 days, she was on an exercise bike. She was going to die. The day after, her parents said, we're going to take her off the machines. The following day, she was on an exercise bike. That was impossible. The doctors didn't give her any special medicine. They didn't have any. There was no special treatment. There's nothing you can treat this with. But we asked God, and He made Diane better. He healed her. So quickly that before the class, she was doing very badly. 2 hours later, she was completely fine. But that's how it works with God. What is impossible with people is possible with God. So don't ever think to yourself, well, I don't know if I'm going to get an answer because this is impossible. No, it's only impossible for me. But I'm not answering my own prayers. God is answering my prayers. So whatever's impossible with people is possible with God. And He wants to hear your prayers, and He wants to answer them. In Luke 12:32, God says it's His pleasure to give to you. God, can you give me? He said, it will be a pleasure to answer your prayer. It will be a pleasure to give this to you. God actually gets excited to answer prayer. So don't ever not ask Him. Don't ever be afraid to pray. God is listening for that prayer, and He's excited to be able to answer your prayer.